This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's hump day. You have officially crested the peak of the week. It's all downhill from here. Put a smile on your face because it's a huge show for you tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. First, allow me to go ahead and just give away the farm right off the bat. 1 hour from now, at the start of hour two, we are setting politics aside and we're going back to do some history. You want to go do some history with me? We're going to go back a couple thousand years, do some history an hour from now. So that is on tap for the night. We're going to talk about the attitude, the spirit of conquest, of destruction. It's on display everywhere you see right now. Doug Emhoff, this is from a couple days ago, got caught doing something terrible. Again, remember what Jesse told you about male feminists? We have that. Hillary's evil. Dome continues to flop on her media tour. All that. A ton of emails and more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here, though. Because one of the big stories, it's not being treated like a big story because we are conditioned now to accept it, is Tim Walz calling for the Electoral College to be abolished. Now, let's just do a very brief 30-second, minute-long history on why we have an Electoral College. The founders had a challenge. And what's fascinating about this is, you know, all the talk about democracy, democracy, threat to democracy. We're a democracy. We have to save democracy. You know what the founders viewed as one of their main challenges? How do we make sure we don't become a democracy? Do you want to talk about being conditioned? Have you even found yourself using that word? Well, they're the real threat to democracy. He's a threat to democracy. We're not a democracy. We were never supposed to be a democracy. The founders were mortified at the thought of a democracy because a democracy is simply mob rule. How do we get a constitutional republic, a representative republic? What's a way we can do that while also having the people having a voice? How do you do that? The Electoral College. Will New York have more congressional seats than Montana because they have more people? Of course they will. So in the House of Representatives, the state of New York will have more influence than Montana. Now, Montana's traditionally had one. Maybe they have two. But when I was growing up, they only had one. But New York will have more than Montana in the House of Representatives. Okay, so good. More people, more voice. But we can't have mob rule. We can't have New York dominate Montana. It can't be a United States of New York. That's not what they wanted. It can't be that. What do we do to avoid the evil democracy? Remember, that's what this was all about, avoiding that. How do we avoid that? Let's create a Senate. And no matter how many people you have, the Senate, you can only send two people. Okay, that's good. That's good. We figured it out. We figured out a way to avoid becoming a democracy. But in presidential politics, how do we handle this whole thing? Yes, California is going to have more. You see, they were constantly trying to figure out how to put appropriate limits on everyone's power. The president's power, the Congress's power, the individual state's power, one side's power, this side's power. How do we ensure there's never a trampled minority? And the Electoral College is what came from that. Now, why do Democrats hate it? Tim Walz calling for the Electoral College to be abolished is not at all surprising to you, because Democrats say things like this. In fact, they've said specifically that for years now. We got to get rid of the Electoral College. I think this is what he said. I think all of us know the Electoral College needs to go, but that's not the world we're in. He was in Sacramento for a fundraiser. And of course, he's a moron who doesn't realize everyone's recording everything these days. Even when you tell everyone to put their phones away, someone's recording it. And so he got up as the VP candidate and got a little too honest and said what everyone in that room wanted to hear. Why do you think he would say that in a room full of Democrat donors? That's how Democrats feel. But why do they come out and say such an evil thing? Because they're communists. They're not Democrats. All that matters is power to these people. That's all that matters is power. This is all about grabbing power without any moral founding at all. Grabbing power by any and all necessary means. Why do they all of a sudden hate the Electoral College? Because they've not only flooded the United States of America with illegals from all over the planet, in particular, the blue states have been welcoming. They've declared themselves to be sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, and the illegals have filled up those states, mainly California. Honestly, what we're mostly talking about here is California. California is full of millions and millions and millions of illegals. I had someone tell me one time, we were trying to discuss how many people were here illegally. And you should know 20 million is a laughable number. It's laughably low. It's not even close to that. He said, Jesse, I'm not so sure there aren't 30 million in California alone. That's how many. Anyway, Democrats have filled up this country with illegals. The illegals have gone to blue states in particular. Now, the Democrats will win the, quote, popular vote every single year. There's a reason after every election they lose. Remember the Hillary election? All you could hear for weeks was, we won the popular vote. We won the popular vote. But we won the popular vote. We're more popular. And didn't you notice, right about the time they started winning the popular vote, because they filled up the country with illegals, and right about the time they started bragging about the popular vote, that's the time where they started talking about democracy. We're about democracy. We have to be a democracy, because they want the popular vote to rule the United States of America, and they want the popular vote to rule the United States of America, not because they're very fair or care about a lot of people. They want the popular vote to rule the United States of America because that gives them power. It's all this is about. Power. It's just about power. It's why they talk about destroying the Supreme Court, limits on the Supreme Court, term limits. We have to impeach the Supreme Court. Why? What's that about? Why did we never hear that before? Well, now the Supreme Court flipped, and they're constantly blocking the communists from doing evil communist things. So again, the communist doesn't concern himself with the Constitution or law or any of the things he likes to talk about. The communist consumes himself with power, with conquest. You know, our history bit in about 45 minutes from now is going to be enjoyable for a variety of reasons. But man, the connections you will be able to make to today, it's going to be something else. But this goes to the different species the communist is. As that saying we've used many times before, if your soul was an organ, if it was an organ inside your body, you know what a heart's supposed to look like, or lungs or whatever. And if the soul was part of that, if you could open these people up, and you would know what a human soul is supposed to look like. You read it in the textbooks. You've seen human souls. If you could open these people up and look inside of them, it wouldn't even look human to you. They are not human in the same sense that you and I are human. Their value system is so insanely foreign from ours. The real challenge we face lots of the time, for you and me, this applies to us specifically. Well, at least it applies to me. The real challenge we face is accepting that this person is an agent of evil. And I don't recognize that. I don't I don't know how to deal with that. I don't think like that. And I'm a horrible person. I don't think the way they think. I don't sit around consuming myself with destroying others to gain money and power for myself. For me, that's such a movie bad guy way to think, is I guess how I would put it. It's like you sat down and made a conscious choice to be the bad guy, to be the supervillain in a movie. That's what these people do. But that's what these people do. Their attitude, their mindset is something so foreign to us. For the norms, they still haven't accepted these people exist. For you and me, accepting how truly evil they are and how their attitude, how their spirit is so different than ours is hard to accept. But man, you better accept it. That statement alone, we have to get away. We have to get away from the Electoral College. We have to dump it. That alone should end a presidency in this country, but it won't. They'll still be around 50%. Now, speaking of that attitude, Hillary Clinton's been in the news. We're going to talk about that spirit, the attitude of conquest, of domination. Before we do that, let's talk about preborn. Let's talk about saving some babies, because that's another evil that we have just accepted in this country. For so many years, we just accepted that, well, I mean, abortion is just there. Well, it's just abortion. Abortion is the worst thing in the world. Just one of them. It's the worst thing. It's the worst tragedy. It's just horrible. It's horrible for the mother. Have you ever talked to a woman who's had one? Freaking ruins the rest of their lives. Ruins their mental capacity, their mental stability, I should say. All they think about the kid they lost all the time. What if we could stop that? What if we could save her life and the baby's life? We can with preborn, you know that. $28 to preborn gives that woman an ultrasound so she can choose life. And it's tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you go give. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. We might, don't get your hopes up, I haven't decided yet. We might take some calls tomorrow night. Not tonight. Maybe. I don't know. It's been a month. I feel like it's been a long time since we've taken calls. Maybe tomorrow it'll happen. Maybe not. I don't know. I can't guarantee anything. What's it going to be determined on? However I feel. That's really what it's going to come down to. However I feel. Back to the commies. So Tim Walz wants the Electoral College to be destroyed. Of course, it's only about power. It's evil. It's dirty. It's wrong. It's just about power. It's not about democracy. It's not about the people. It's because they filled up California with illegals. Because of California, they'll now win the popular vote every single presidential election. And they'll point to that as some kind of justification for the destruction of our way of life, of our Constitution. Of course, it's holding them back from power. Hillary Clinton, maybe you heard this already. It's been making the rounds for a couple days. Hillary Clinton said this.
We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave platforms on the internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control. And it's not just the social and psychological effects, it's real harm.
We lose total control. Huh. How much do you think you should control us, Hillary? But again, they don't think like you think. It would never occur to me to want to put into place laws and censorship to control the public. And I have strong opinions. Don't you have strong opinions? And still, I don't want the public to be controlled. But again, if you could open her up, her soul wouldn't look like yours. Listen to this guy, Antonio Gutierrez. This is World Economic Forum stuff. He's actually with the UN. I want you to listen to this. Listen to how they think.
Digital platforms are being misused to subvert science and...
In case you couldn't hear, he said digital platforms.
Digital platforms are being misused to subvert science and spread disinformation and hate to billions of people. This clear and present global threat demands clear and coordinated global action. Our policy brief on information integrity on digital platforms puts forward a framework for a concerned international response.
Are you out there trying to subvert science? I bet you're one of these deranged conspiracy theorists out there saying the vax doesn't stop the spread of COVID. Anyway, you should know we're preparing an international response. They're the movie villains. They are. But I'm going to say something good because I want to move off this. I want to do a bunch of emails. We're going to make fun of Doug Emhoff. We have history coming up soon. I'm going to move off this because there is some really, really, really good news here. Think about a little brief conversation we had the other night, but we'll have it again now. Think about just how far and wide Democrat control goes in this country. Believe me, this is good news. Stay with me. The communists, they control the education system from K through 12, the university system, obviously. They control Hollywood. They control the major American media companies. They control the entire Democrat Party. They control actually the Republican leadership. They own the message anywhere and everywhere. They control science, the legal department, everything. And even with all that, we have a presidential election coming up and they might lose. Think about that. An entire culture dedicated now to helping them, now that they've taken over every institution, and they still might lose a presidential election. That's how evil and despicable these people's plans are. Even with all that control, all that propaganda, even then, they still only have about half the country. The other half, I don't think so. I don't like you guys. It's why Hillary Clinton and others, it's why they criticize social media so often. It's why they want more control of social media. Think about this. Think what these people would do. Think what they could do. Just imagine this. You want to talk about God giving us a solid. Think what these people could and would do if it was still ABC, NBC, CBS. That's it for televised news. No internet, no phone, no social media, no other websites. It was ABC, NBC, CBS. You have whatever's on your local radio station and the New York Times, the local paper or whatever that is. Think if that was the only way you were able to access information. That's what they want. That's why they talk like this.
We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave platforms on the internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control. And it's not just the social and psychological effects. It's real harm.
Hillary sees an island she hasn't conquered yet. All right. I'm going to do some emails before we make fun of Doug Emhoff and they get sidetracked by history for who knows how long. Before I do any of those things, let's do this. Let's support IFCJ. Let's support, more specifically, the people on the ground in Israel suffering. It is hard to imagine that a country as modern as Israel, they have people who need food and shelter as we speak. And they have people, I can't believe people have to live like this. They need flak jackets. You know that? They need helmets. They need ambulances that are armored. I couldn't imagine living in a place where you need an armored ambulance, but they do. People died in ambulances on October 7th, shot by Hamas. Thanks to IFCJ, there were armored ambulances there, and people lived as well. Call, give them whatever support you can. 888-488-IFCJ, or you can go online to supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We are going to do some emails. We're going to make fun of Doug Emhoff. We are going to do some history stuff. Again, I want to explain how these people think, though. These people will find something, anything, that holds back their power, and they will attack it without end. It doesn't matter if it's a person. It doesn't matter if it's an entity of the Supreme Court. It doesn't matter if it's a law. It doesn't matter if it's the very idea of a country. If it is something that holds them back from the total power they go for, it's something that needs to be destroyed. And it's why Democrats speak like totalitarian nutbags all the time now. No amendment is absolute. We need to control this. We need to, it's without end. Control this, destroy that, dominate this, control everything. Doug Emhoff. Tim Walz wants the Electoral College destroyed. Hillary Clinton's online talking about how they need total control. And a guy from the UN talks about a need for an international response to those of you who, what did he say? Subvert science?
Digital platforms are being misused to subvert science and spread
these people. Uncle Jesse, I'm pretty sure you can't get orange poisoning. Oh, dang it. Forgot about that. Remember a couple days ago, I was worried about getting orange poisoning because we got too many oranges because I wouldn't let Ob deliver it to the cross-country team. It's a long story. It was a big saga earlier. Chris, I meant to bring you a bag of oranges. No, you don't understand. Listen, I had the bag. It's a bag of oranges. I had them sitting on my countertop. I know, I just didn't grab them on the way out. Listen, let's have a talk. Have you ever figured out you needed something from the gas station or the grocery store? It's a short list. Let's say it's two or three items. I got to go get milk and bread and eggs. And you thought about writing it down, but then you thought to yourself, no, that's such a short list. I don't need to bother writing it down. And then you get into the gas station or the grocery store and you forget something. I don't know if that's something that's ever happened to you, but I need to explain something to you before we go back into the rest of this email. I'm stupid. I believe a very low IQ. I'm not a very intelligent person. I don't ever remember stuff that I need to remember. If my wife tells me, make sure you bring home the Tupperware you brought in, I will never remember it. If it's got to go to the grocery store, get milk and eggs and bread, I will not remember it. I actually had the oranges set by my car keys, a bag of oranges. Chris, if I texted Aub right now, she'd text me a picture of it. I guarantee they're still sitting there. She'll probably text before the show's over. Look, what you forgot. I can already hear it now. I tried, okay? That's where you and Corey are supposed to help. Why wasn't I getting text reminders about the oranges? And maybe now is the time that I should just go ahead and admit this. Part of the reason I wanted you guys to have them is they're not very good. All right? They're bland oranges. They're not very... What do you mean you don't care? They're not... Listen, Chris. They're not good oranges. Otherwise, I would never have given them to you. All right. Anyway, the guy goes on to say, hey, but there is a possible negative side effect. He's talking about the oranges. I'm not sure if you or how to say this best. A few years ago, I was staying at a motel working out of town. I got back to my room after work. I was so tired. I didn't want to go out or even order dinner. All I had to eat was a bag of Cuties. He said it's a brand name for Clementine oranges. So I sat down and watched a little TV. Pounded about 2 pounds of oranges before I fell asleep. I woke up in the middle of the night to pee. And yeah, let's just say when you eat that much citrus acid, it stings when you pee. No way. So when you eat those oranges, maybe a cup of water for every orange you eat. His name is Johnny. Chris, I don't think that that's real. I think we do have to test that. Now, here's the question. We need to test that together. I have the oranges for us to test that. What's our limit? Are we thinking 10? Is 10 going to get us a, you know, a night with Kamala type burn? What, Chris? What? It's fine. We can make jokes. No, we're not eating the whole bag. Anyway, let's move on to other emails. Jesse, you recently bought a, or we recently bought a fridge. It came with the function to make craft ice. The large round ones where only one is needed per drink. I never considered myself a rich man, but this is what high society must feel like. I got one of those. No, not the fridge thing. I'm not made of money. I got one of the rubber things that you put in the fridge, the ice tray, the rubber ice tray that makes the big cubes. That makes the huge cubes. Mine aren't round. They're nothing nice. They're square ones. They're amazing. Except now my youngest son, Luke, has discovered them. And every time I go, he's taken almost all the cubes and he never refills the water in there. And it doesn't matter what I threaten him with, he still keeps going. Oracle, I remember I made the statement when Obama got elected. He's not the sickness. He's the symptom of the sickness. This comes back to what we've talked about a lot on the show of the people themselves. I just said it as a good thing. But now let's flip it and look at the negative side of it. It's a good thing. It's frankly an amazing thing that Republicans nationally will still get about half the vote every time when the entire ecosystem is Democrat run and Democrat pushed. It just is. That is an amazing thing. That really tells you how sick and evil the Democrat platform is with all that propaganda. They still can only get about half. Okay, so that's the good side of that. The bad side of it is, well, look, let's make this about Dome. In fact, let's go ahead and talk about her. She went on Colbert last night. She decided to do the friendly media tour. And just with all the problems we have for everything, you don't even have to make it partisan problems or ideological problems with the prices and just with all the problems in the world right now. Half of the United States of America, roughly half the country will go out this November and vote for this.
Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be and what would stay the same?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not Joe Biden.
I noticed.
And so yes. That would be one change in terms of. Yes. But also, I think it's important to say with, you know, 28 days to go, I'm not Donald Trump. So when we think about the significance of what this next generation of leadership looks like, were I to be elected president, it is about, frankly, I love the American people, and I believe in our country. I love that it is our character and nature to be an ambitious people. You know, we have aspirations, we have dreams, we have incredible work ethic, And I just believe that we can create and build upon the success we've achieved in a way that we continue to grow opportunity and in that way grow the strength of our nation.
Half the country will go vote for that this November, roughly. That's that person? If I didn't know anything else about her, if I didn't know Democrat, Republican, left, right, that person should be laughed off the stage and not welcome back in politics. Half the country will choose that person to be the next commander in chief. This person here.
One of the old saws is they just want somebody they can have a beer with.
Uh-huh.
So would you like to have a beer with me so I can tell people what that's like? Okay. This was. Now we asked.
Half the country. It's hard to accept, especially when it doesn't apply to you personally, but you're not the dictator of the country. I'm not the dictator of the country. We do live in a republic, and we have the government we deserve. Jesse, I don't deserve it. Don't do that. Stop doing that. I didn't say you personally. That's the way it goes. I don't get to make all the choices. You don't get to make all the choices. This is the government we deserve. These people, as sick and evil and stupid and dumb as all of them are, they are an accurate reflection of what we have become as a country. We used to have a better government because we used to be a better people. But we don't want to discuss that as much because that's a much more difficult fix. But it's the only real permanent fix. Anyway, back to the emails in a moment. But first, I want to talk about your phone. I want to talk about really putting your money where your morals are. That's what this is about. This is something we have to all be more purposeful about. The communist has traditionally been wonderful at this, and we've been terrible. If they find a company that loves family values, they'll try to destroy it. They won't spend their money there. We have always gone, why don't do the boycott route? Why? When it comes to your cell phone, it's the easiest thing in the world. You just switch to PureTalk. PureTalk's the patriotic cell phone company. They're sitting right there. They're ready, waiting for you. Their CEO is a veteran. They hire Americans. When you call, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you will speak to an American who speaks English. And when you switch, you can keep your phone, keep your number. They're on the same 5G network. There's no reason not to switch. I know that's a double negative. I don't care. You understand what I'm saying. There's no reason not to switch. None. Switch to PureTalk. And you pay less. #250 say Jesse Kelly. #250 say Jesse Kelly. Switch to PureTalk.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Let's get back to some emails because we're going to history here in about 10 minutes from now. We will get to making fun of Doug Emhoff and, well, this university professor. In fact, let's go ahead and tackle this one before we do any more emails. I just wanted to address this one. Jesse, last week you talked about a hoodie you bought in Utah. Can you tell me what brand or more info? My husband is super interested to know. Hey, Chris, I need you to make yourself useful. You or Corey, one of you for the first time ever. I don't know what the brand is. I know it has an HH on the front of it. It was in a ski shop. It was an amazing hoodie. It was that a super expensive one. It was like $220. What? Helly Hansen? Actually, that sounds right. Helly Hansen. Okay, it was Helly Hansen is the name of it. They could be promoting Helly Hansen. How about that? Either way, it's the most comfortable freaking thing I've ever bought in my life. It better be for $220 for a hoodie. Anyway, this is CNN. Listen to this.
So let's just take Ukraine. And what?
Just pause for a second. Remember, communists create idols, symbols, idols you should worship, idols you should throw tomatoes at and hate. They are very, very good at creating these things in the minds of their herd animal followers. And because most of their followers are herd animals, they will go along with it. Why did your liberal Aunt Peggy drop the little vaccine emoji from her Facebook picture and immediately put up a Ukraine flag when she couldn't even locate Ukraine? The hive mind, the system told her that's the new thing to worship. That's how they do things they worship. Remember when your liberal Aunt Peggy fell in love with science and doctors? You don't even trust the science. She'd never mentioned science before in her life. But then when COVID came out, she was told to trust the science. So that's what she told. That's what she did. Right? So that's something they should worship. They do the exact same thing with things people should hate. They take their herd and they point towards something or someone and they teach their herd that thing is responsible for all their problems. And if you can just defeat or destroy that thing, then all will be well. Actually, I'm going to play something for you. Before I play CNN, what I was about to play, this reminds me of the clip I just played of Dome on Colbert. Now, listen to Dome when she says, first of all, I'm not Joe Biden. Little crowd laugh. Listen to the crowd. Forget about her. When she says she's not Donald Trump.
Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be and what would stay the same?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not Joe Biden.
I know.
And so yes. That would be one change in terms of. Yes. But also, I think it's important to say with, 28 days to go, I'm not Donald Trump. And so when we...
It's kind of bizarre, isn't it? Well, not if you've been programmed for 10 years now to believe Donald Trump is the source of all of your problems. He is the height of all evil. He's responsible for everything you hate, everything you loathe. If you could just stop him, if you could just destroy him, if you could just... That's why they've tried to kill him a couple times. That's why they'll keep trying to kill him. Now, they've done the exact same thing with Putin and Russia. And here's the thing. I don't like Putin. I don't like Russia. I'm not a fan at all. But the way these people will then take something they've taught you to hate and then put people next to it so you hate them as well, kind of hatred by association. Listen to what CNN does here.
So let's just take Ukraine. And what Trump has said publicly tells us a lot.
Do you want Ukraine to win this war?
I want the war to stop. I want to save lives that are being uselessly, people being killed by the millions. It's the millions.
Just to clarify in the question, do you believe it's in the U.S. best interest for Ukraine to win this war, yes or no?
I think it's the U.S. best interest to get this war finished and just get it done.
All right.
Negotiate a deal.
Negotiate a deal. That's exactly what Putin says he wants.
No, I'm gonna stop that there. We've played enough a bit, but I want you to think about that for a moment. Donald Trump, maybe you hate his guts. Okay, fine. Again, totally fine. Don't care. I'm not his mascot. I'm not his wife. I don't care if you hate him. Donald Trump, on that answer, talked about ending a war. A war, I saw a video this morning where some Russians were in a bunker and a thermite drone. You know what thermite is? Burns super hot or burn through water. A thermite drone was flown into the bunker and set off and cooked them alive. This is happening every day in this horrific conflict. Ukrainian men, Russian men dying in droves, entire generations of men wiped out. Donald Trump wants the war to end, and they're just aghast at that. Think about that for a moment. But again, Putin is next to Trump. Trump's evil. Putin's evil. Trump evil. Putin's evil. Once you find yourself that committed to creating this evil idol, this evil symbol, you will continue that direction without end. Without end, you will continue that way. Once you put yourself on that path. All right, enough of that. We'll come back. We'll do some politics. We'll make fun of Doug Emhoff. We'll do a lot of things, but I don't know. That's going to take a little while because I don't want to do any more politics. I decided I'm kind of done with it for about, however long it takes me. And we're doing some history today. Oh, we'll tie it back to some things, but we're doing some history today. You want to go back in history with me? We're about to do that. Before we go back into history, let's get you protected. Let's read an email. Jesse, I think it's time I get my wife a Birna. She likes to go hiking in a nearby canyon with our dogs. Luckily, no issues with other or problems with other people yet. The other day, we did hear about a woman hiking with her dog in the same canyon. As she was almost to the parking lot, a guy thought it would be a good idea to drop drawers and expose himself. Oh, I wish that lady had a Birna pistol. I'm getting my wife one for Christmas. I watched some of YouTube in action, and I'm very impressed. Yeah, Birna pistol launchers are the bomb, man. And they are the thing that everyone can carry. They're legal in all 50 states. You don't need a background check. You don't need a permit because it's non-lethal. It's pepper balls or tear gas balls or kinetic rounds. And look, this is for men too. I carry one. I carry concealed and I carry my Birna. I carry both. But women, you especially, man, you need to have one of these and you need to carry one on you. Even when you're out in the wilderness, hiking in the canyons, when you're on your jog trail, when you're running to the gas station, start carrying something on you to protect yourself. There are dirt balls everywhere. There are violent people everywhere, and that number is increasing. Go protect yourself. Don't hope for the best. That's ridiculous. Hope is not a plan. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse gets you 10% off. Go get one. We'll be back.
This is an iHeart podcast.